You are now listening to Discog Dudes, starring Michael Allen and Ryan Katowski. Get ready for the biggest opinions in all of podcast history. These dudes, they got a lot to say. Discog Dude.
Oh, hey, didn't see you there. It's time for two black eyes and a couple peas in a pod. Why aren't you sitting?
Waiting for you to finish your thing. I thought you said two black guys, and I'm like, no. That's not us.
No, two black eyes.
Yeah, okay, that makes more
sense. Like he punched you in the face for listening
with sound
to our podcast.
Hey, everyone.
This is Discog Dudes.
This is Discog Dudes. I hope that doesn't fucking sound bad.
We're in perfect sync.
Yep. Discog Dudes. This is a podcast for I, Michael Allen, and him.
I, Ryan Katowski.
Talk about bands whose discographies we're not as familiar with. We go through the whole thing, get a little drinky drew, and pretend that we know things about music. And, you know, it's going to be a blast. This week we have a whole new band. Last week we finished Modest Mouse. Ryan, please introduce me to who we're going to be listening to for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, this week we have a fan favorite. Everyone's always talking up them up. Their whole discog phenomenal. The Black Eyed Peas.
The Black Eyed Peas.
But before we get there, Michael, I gotta ask you, how you doing? Have you listened to anything new recently?
I did. I always gear up for New Music Fridays.
Is that a thing?
That's when everything drops usually.
Really?
Yeah, commercially, like big albums usually drop on Fridays.
Sad music.
Yeah.
Huh, that's so weird.
It's not always like that, but sometimes it's just usually. For example, a new J. Cole and a new Georgia Smith record both dropped this Friday. Both very okay, not really good. Like, probably not going to listen to them again. Is anything else interesting? There's a new T-Pain song that I like that came out, and he samples Buy You a Drink, which is his own song, and that's a pretty good song.
You've been talking up this one.
It's okay. It's
think
fine.
It's very funny. I do like the meme where it's like, yeah, I sampled my own song. Isn't that cool?
Actually, Black Eyed Peas do that in a record that we listened to today.
That's right. Actually, you're super right.
Yeah. How about you? Would you listen to anything new? Same old, same old?
There was one thing that happened earlier this week was we were talking to Sean, and Sean alerted us to a new Mighty Mighty Boss Tone song, where, you know, it's a tribute to George Floyd, and hey, nice. You know, that's a ska song about racial injustice, like,
two thumbs up.
Checks out, that's where the roots of the genre are. But the music video is just, you know, the dancing guy of Mighty Mighty Boss Tone, the member who just dances, just dancing through Boston. And you know what? Kind of a weird tonal thing going on there.
Yeah, it's pretty, like, that's a... What is a national tragedy has kind of been made light with skanking.
It's not even like... Because I get the idea, right? It's like, hey, skanking is like, you know, it's maybe you can interpret it as, like, getting the energy out, or, like, you know, like, trying to just power through it, or some kind of thing. He just looks like he's having a fun time. And when you're having a fun time mixed with, like... And they stepped on his neck or whatever is like not good.
Mixed signals for sure with that. Yeah, that's rough.
But I bet you when you listen to the song separately, which I haven't done yet, I just wanted to bring this up because I thought it was so funny that Sean's like, dude, that's crazy. So I mean, maybe it's all right. I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of ska this week, separate of Boston.
Nice.
Especially ska that I don't understand. I listened to a lot of Korean and Japanese ska this week. Specifically, the Bruce Lee Band's single, BLT.
Great band. I still haven't listened to that song.
It's like a minute and a half. It is awesome. It's fun. And Jeff sings it.
Cool.
Which, you know, I love when Jeff sings in foreign languages. He's done Japanese before. And, you know, I'm no linguist.
You're a cunning linguist?
Yes, quite. But I just like hearing, to me, like, I get caught up in words very easily when lyrics are like in English. So
They're just going.
It's Austin, baby. The sound of Austin.
As soon as the tree grows, people show up with chainsaws and they just start going nuts on that thing. It's crazy.
They're jumping down. But anywho.
Oh yeah, keep going.
Foreign language to me sounds like a different instrument.
Sure.
And I like that. Cool. It's awesome. So I recommend Bruce Lee Band and this cool band that I found, thanks to like some ska Instagram page, Japanese ska band, Kimuri. Kimuri.
How do you spell it?
K-E-M-U-R-I. Kimuri.
Yeah, something like that.
Kimuri. I don't know. Kimuri.
Kimuri. Nah. Who knows? Not me.
I haven't touched most of their work yet, but like the Go.
I hope he wins.
He's going crazy. But their first album, the 1987 album, is like just so much fun and so ska punk and like just balls to the wall. They have some English parts and Japanese parts. Like, I'm really enjoying it.
Cool.
So I'm hoping I'll get more of them. But also happening in the 1990s, late 1990s, the Black Eyed Peas began.
This is true.
Let me spin you a tale, Mike.
Weave me a word story.
So, the Black Eyed Peas were not always called the Black Eyed Peas.
What were they called?
Before, they were the same people, essentially, were in a group called, a tribe called Nation.
I saw this.
Which Eazy-E had signed to his record label. Mm-hmm. And they were like all set to go with putting out the music. But then, he died. Eazy-E died tragically. Yes. And the Black Eyed Peas kind of got ditched because no one was going to – they were a new group. No one was going to back them up.
Yep.
It was really like a crushing blow. And I think their name and like their music got like tied up in the whole like who owns that now.
Yeah.
So they're like, fuck it. Let's just start a new group and like just do a new thing. So the group – well, the Los Angeles-based group formed in 1995, the year I was born. Shouts to me and the Black Eyed Peas, same age.
Of course.
Originally an alternate hip-hop kind of style.
Cool.
Turned into pop rap-ish that we'll kind of get into later.
Mm-hmm.
Made up of Will.i.am, Alp Diap.
It's Apple Diap.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, no worries. We got that out of the way. Trust me, I had to, yeah.
A lot of these. Taboo.
Yep.
And J. Ray Soul. They used to be, before the Peas and between the other name, the Black Eyed Pods, but they would change that.
Okay.
Because I guess they're like, oh, like Peas in the Pod. And they're like, Peas sounds better. And
yeah,
like,
Peas does sound better.
Like, oh, sure.
Yeah, it does.
They kind of made their group, they didn't want to be gangster rap.
They're not.
And they wanted to really lean into being like more musical, which I think is just more like band focused,
sure.
more live. Not so much track loops, but like having people there performing the instrumentation.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've always been known for being socially aware rap, which is so funny in retrospect. But that was like their roots was like, they're not these like thugs saying stupid shit.
Yeah.
They're like saying very positive, sensible stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Which I think isn't that fun in retrospect?
Yeah.
So the band was doing fine, which we'll go in the first two albums. But then Fergie came in 2002. They hired her. They sold the fuck out. But we're going to get there.
Yeah.
So, starting up.
Let's see it.
Behind the Front, a very confusing name. 1998. So it took like 3 years to, you know, form the group and get their shit going. They put this one out. People liked it. It didn't really blow up. But people thought it was, like, cool and different.
Sure.
Was, like, the idea. What were... Do you have any thoughts going into it, Mike?
Going into it. So, I knew... So, actually, we should do this real quick. Black Eyed Peas. What do you know about the Black Eyed Peas?
So true. What do I know?
Yeah.
Very little.
Same. The hits, right?
Yeah. Famously, I Got a Feeling on my DS.
Nice.
And I would listen. I would use my DS as an iPod, and I would listen to I Got a Feeling and like Cake and like
nice
some other
the combo.
Well, specifically Cake covers.
Okay.
I love their I Will Survive and War Pigs cover.
Cool.
But I also loved I Got a Feeling, and that was like my when I was in camp, just you know the pure just teenage like you know teenage years of my life, being like, you know, like 13, 14, like sure. those very confusing times, I loved I Got a Feeling.
Nice.
It made me very happy.
Cool.
And that's really it. That's like kind of where I start and stop with them. That's what I know them for. I don't even know their other hits, like, remotely.
Okay.
I didn't even know one of the songs we're going to talk about was by them, actually.
Oh, I wonder which one it is. I'm excited to
learn. I only associated... It's a lot of them, actually. I really only Nito. Know I Got a Feeling.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So, for me...
And Pump It. Pump It, sorry.
Pump It, yes.
And Pump It, which Pump It I really like.
Which, we'll get there. We'll get there.
That's Monkey Business.
That's Monkey Business?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Next week.
Oh yeah, I didn't realize it wasn't in these. And I was like, which one is it in then? So yeah, same, hits. I remember specifically that, Let's Get It Started played a lot in high school gym class.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Where's the Love? That's just a radio hit that I remember playing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, Ryan, no, I just knew that I never knew that they were a rap group until relatively recently when I saw maybe in the YouTube video where they came up in conversation that whoever was talking about them was like, yeah, they used to be like a hip hop, like a pure hip hop group, and they had some interesting stuff. And then they sold out and became basically a rap pop, some weird kind of homunculus.
Just put us on the radio, please.
Yeah, 100%. you know what? I remember the hits, and it was like, okay, cool. It's not something I was like, oh, I got to know more about the Black Eyed Peas. I was like, mm-hmm. Those are the songs that I know. All right, going to go on with the rest of my day. But yeah, you want to get right into...
So what would you think looking at this album?
Got you.
What do you think is like...
It's behind the front, right?
Behind the front.
Behind the front, and then, spoilers, Bridging the Gap is the second one.
Yeah.
Just what an annoying combo of albums to name your shit. Because
yeah,
it's so easy to confuse. Behind the front, going into it. I knew it was going to be a hip-hop album. I did not know what the production was going to be like. I know will.i.am is a producer, and I know will.i.am is also a fucking idiot. So I was like, I don't know if he's talented or not, and let's see what... I mean, clearly, but I was just excited to hear something that was going to surprise me, I think is what it was.
Sure. So I don't know much about, like, celebrities.
It's fair.
But will.i.am sounds like an idiot.
Yeah.
Just like...
In general.
I say a name out loud, and I go, yeah. This guy's probably trouble.
Well, one of my favorite segments on the Mega 64 podcast that I've told you about before is whenever there's will.i.am news, they have a segment called will.i.am Idiot He Is. And they'll just talk about any whatever new bullshit he's up to.
Enemies.
Sure. But it's the funniest shit in the world. And that got me kind of on the warpath of anti will.i.am. I'm an anti. Mostly just that, like, this guy's a clown. And it's very funny. And you know what? It translates into the music, I think, a little bit.
It's a clown name. I was like, I was pumped. Like, oh, yeah, this is going to be completely different. I'm excited to see what it's going to sound like. From Modest Mouse last week, you know, the last couple weeks, it's like, all right, let's get a new taste. I'm looking at the songs, looking at the art. I'm like, all right, getting an idea. Then I notice an hour and 13 minutes.
That's 90s.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! I thought we were rid of fucking long ass songs, and we're not.
As long as we do bands that are older, we're gonna have really long albums, and that's just the truth of the situation.
That is the truth, and maybe I should get over it. But what was your overall impressions of their first record?
I'll cut right to it then.
Front?
Yeah,
yeah.
I like the laid back grooves. will.i.am is actually a pretty decent producer. A lot of this record gave me some Far Side vibes. You know the Far Side? It's a hip hop group from the '90s.
Do not know Farside.
Two famous records. One of my favorite rap groups ever, Farside. There was Bizarre Ride to the Farside, their first debut. I don't know if they had EPs, actually. And then their second was Log Cabin, California.
What Michael Allen actually meant to say here was Lab Cabin, California. Fake fan, that guy's an idiot. Back to the episode.
Hmm.
And they're both fantastic records. I love them. I really want to own them on vinyl if they ever show up in like a cheap fashion. But it's great. This record gave me that kind of group effort, laid back groove type rap vibe, hip hop vibes. That's what I was getting from this. Pretty strong run of tracks. Pretty strong run of tracks toward the back end. Not enough variety in a lot of the songs that overstay their welcome and wear out the choruses. So the record kind of stales a little bit, I think, in general.
Mm-hmm.
Each track is like 4-something minutes long around, like on average.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a lot of it is the chorus, and a lot of the choruses on these are repetition and looped lyrics, it's like, fuck, it gets a little like tough to stay in on it. final note is that thank God nobody does album skits anymore. I'm so over album skits. And the 90s had so many hip-hop album skits. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. But yeah, that's it. I thought it was fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. How'd you feel?
I all caps. All right. Not what I really expected, but def dug it. Hard not to like most of the tracks. Very cool style and kind of in the same area of like rap that I like personally.
Sure.
Like, I guess for me, like, I do agree that there isn't much variation. But for me, it's like, okay, cool. If I want to listen to, like, a rap album, like, this is a good rap album to put on. Because I'm just going to like it consistently throughout. And, like, there are some standouts. And there are some songs I don't really care for too much. But, like, overall, I just like how consistent it is. And, you know.
It's certainly consistent. I'll say that.
And it has some variations.
A little bit.
But I totally get being like, okay, could I tell two songs apart right now?
Maybe not.
But by name, it could be a little hard, depending on which ones you pick. But one thing I definitely can say is skits do fucking suck.
Dude, album skits are the fucking worst.
Yeah.
They, like, it's something that's died out, thankfully. I just fucking whacked the mic. But yeah, the 90s had a fuck ton of skits, and a lot of them were awful. Mm-hmm. Even the newer Kanye shits had, not newer, but like when Kanye was the first three college trilogy, those had skits, and those were really short, thankfully. But like even breaching into the 2000s a little bit, it was like everyone fucking stop with the skits. It's not music. It's like I don't listen to an album to listen to bad jokes. I hate it. I'm so whatever. What's up?
I'm with you. I feel the same way about like when they do like very different like interludes. I just want a separate track. If you want to do like a very short like 10-second skit or something like at the end of a song, all right, passable. When it's like, there's some skits in here like a minute and a half long. It's like, just make that a separate track.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if you're listening to the album, I'm fine with it there. Just when you take songs I would otherwise put on a playlist, and I can't do that in good faith because I'm not going to skip the end of the song every single time I play it.
Sure.
It's like, I don't care, dude. So.
Is there any of those, before we're getting to Pops and Bops, are there any tracks that are like that? Not Black Eyed Peas. That you just ignore that aspect of it just because the song is so good?
You know, there are quite a few The Antwoord songs that have, like, skit elements as a part of them, and I don't mind those too much. No, most bands I like, if they do any kind of, like, not music stuff, it's, like, very, very short. Like, I mean, Jeff comes to mind with, like, I want the song of the next American dorm room.
Yes, it's very short, and it's, like, it's cute. Same thing with, like,
point across, start my next song.
Yeah. Those are just, like, weird little sample choices that you put at the end because it's flavor. It's character. Origami Angel is just a recent thing. They did the same thing on their newest record. It's
well, like, a lot of pop punk, you know. I mean, let's put this out here right now. I'm a sucker for a sad guitar with a voicemail.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Beep, beep, beep,
it always
beep,
owns. Yeah, I'm just calling because I'm really upset at the way things left off.
The one that stands out to me is Fight the Feeling on Macadelic by Mac Miller. It's the one we were listening to the other day where the end of the song
just sex.
It's like a minute of sex noises.
Yeah.
It's like, I like that song a lot, and if I have my phone on me, I'm lucky enough to be able to skip it. But it's tough when it comes on like a speaker. You're like, oh, fuck, and race to like.
That sounds like a mean joke.
Very strange. I don't know why, like, that. Talented dude. I don't know why that's like a decision that he actively made to put on the record.
It feels like a middle finger in my eyes, but maybe there's probably there's almost certainly more to it than
rich
that.
People are weird.
Yeah. But Mike,
yeah,
tell me what the pop is.
Hey everyone, this is Disco Dudes. Michael here on Disco Dudes. We do a segment called Pops and Bops.
Yes, it's true.
Where for every album we pick the pop, which is maybe what we believe to be the best and most accessible song maybe on the record.
Sure.
Something that the way that I like that you put it is if I was going to show my friend a song off of this album, it would probably be
this
one
song. Yeah.
And then the bop is just our personal favorite, maybe a deep cut, maybe it's just clearly that's what it is.
Or it's a weird thing they're just like, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I just like it.
Sweet. So Ryan, what'd you ask me?
The pop. I want the song you might recommend to someone, the song that's objectively, like, you think, like, pretty good. Maybe it was a single. Like, I don't know. Whatever you define it as.
I'm going to say goodbye, Ryan. Say goodbye was my pop.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
I gotta go check my fucking notes.
Sure, the beat's fucking fantastic. It reminds me of The Far Side, which is the first time I think I really made that note. Fantastic sample. Don Backman is solid on the bridge. One of the only songs that really sounds like it's about something is that one. I think that's a very politically kind of like active or it takes into consideration song. I think it's a good song.
Okay.
What sells it is the production.
Sure. I wasn't like that into it, honestly. Cool. I said it was, you know, one of those I felt like was just kind of part of the mix, but I'll have to go back to it.
The songs that I liked best on this record were the ones that had some type of Latin or reggae influences.
Yeah, I agree with that. For sure.
This one had a very strong that, and something about this whole record that maybe we get to going down the track list is that the production is way more compelling than the vocal performances and verses. Mm-hmm. I really think that the record is carried by the production.
Sure.
For the most part, yeah. How about you? What was your pop?
I just like the joints and jam. That's the joint. That's the jam. Turn that shit up. Play it again. I like the way the rhythm makes me jump and move. It got the feeling that makes me want to do my do. Got me feeling joy to my green sky blue. And when you hear a cup, baby doll, I know you. We're feeling, huh? Get up on the floor, start moving, son. Body poor stack, got brothers acting down. And they be acting down from the cut that's playing. People breaking neck from this demonstration. Joints and jam's okay. Yeah, I saw it was a... It seems like a very easy song to put on with your friends, and it's like made for like, hey, it's a song about like put on a good song because we're smoking, like
yeah,
put on the song. Hey, let's pass the joints, like, you know, just it,
yeah.
It's fun. It's poppy. It kind of like leads me to like track where they're gonna go. You know, like okay, I can see how they might become more like pop ish in the future if this is like their. Like kind of pop song on the record, at least in my eyes.
That was the one that I kind of started turning me on to the idea that a lot of these longer songs might just be because the chorus is like very prevalent within the song, because that is a chorus that is what you just said, basically. Mm-hmm. Pass the joint, pass the jam. And they do that for like a lot. And I'm like, it's good and it sounds good, but chill out.
But the instruments in the back are like, do evolve and like are cool.
Yeah,
like it's just like, you know, at a certain point and the lyrics are just another part of the song, and they just like a guitar riff might loop, you know, if the vocals loop and things are also changing elsewhere, then I don't have a problem with it at all.
Yeah, it's just because it's a conscious decision to have that be a thing that I'm gonna hear a lot, and I guess for me maybe it stands out and it doesn't really sell me. I'm like, I'm good. Like, it's cool. The song sounds good. It's just that I'm hearing these same things over and over again. And on an instrument, it's a little different than it is when somebody's saying something. You know, sure, what I'm saying? Just by nature. But yeah, I mean, that's a good pick for you. I actually agree with what you're saying.
But my exact note was the keyboard sounds like Smash 64, which
hell yeah, man.
I stand by. My jam. Yeah, is this the jam?
Question mark.
Good pop. Yeah. So what's that being said, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to hear what your favorite one was off this. Your bop.
Head bobs. I'm hard to handle like bikes with no bars. We excite stores, I got dykes leaving doors. Unlocked and heated cause they know when I sex well. Left them breathless, now they waiting to exhale. The wave by the XL was strong competition. They're coming in tech well. The next one get hung and chick work for chisel. I make a chick's nipple sizzle. There's no question to the way I rip the riddle. I'm awesome, I bring on monsoons when I bloom and blossom. And run over niggas like opossums. Frozen on the road with my bright sonic cornea. Man, I'm one of you, look, the black eye piece is forming up. Yeah. Is that you too?
Head bobs.
Head bobs fucking rules,
head
dude.
Head bobs rules.
That's probably the one I'm going to go back to the most, probably. Yeah. Head bobs fucking slams. What did I say about it? The lyricism here is probably the strongest on the record. The punchy beat fucking rules.
How'd you feel about the screaming? The yelling in the background?
It's good.
I was like, does this detract from it? Yeah, I came around. I think
it's because it's something that they didn't do on the rest of the record. So I'm like, cool, something different. And
yeah.
I'm like, I fuck with that. Cool, I'm glad we picked the same one. That makes it easy.
Yeah. Radical. Oh shit. My head is doing it. The only way this won't be my bop is if there's a skit at the end, I swear to God. And at the end it says, we did it!
And shit rules. Cool. I'm glad we have the same one.
Yeah.
We'll do a
I mean, when you think of, you know, the word bop, then you get a song called Head Bops. It's like,
wasn't it Head Bobs?
Head Bobs.
It's Head Bobs.
Head Bobs. But it's like, it's a close.
But same, yeah, no,
it's
I'm
like,
sorry.
It's like, yeah,
I thought I got the, wrong.
They made this a bob. It is the word.
It's great. Hey, you want to run through the checklist real quick?
Let's do it.
Sweet. Starting out, Falling Up.
A dude is groovy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They said the name. They said Black Eyed Peas.
Yep.
The trumpet, the guitar, I mean, come on. And then, oh no, what is the outro? Fuck. It's like their intro, huh? God, I wish it was separate, but still good. But yeah, the end skit is way too long.
I said, groovy, laid-back beat, catchy chorus, horns. Will.i.am has been a cornball since the very beginning. That's crazy. And fuck, this album has skits.
You knew. Yep. You knew it wasn't a one and done.
I was like, fuck, it's so over. All right, clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
I said this is a five-minute weirdo song.
A five-minute? What do you mean weirdo song?
I don't know. It's just weird. It's a weirdo song.
Huh.
It's a fine. It's not for me. It was 5 minutes.
I said, oh, I get it.
Nice, dude.
Sounds like a song you could license for your video game that would, one, fit. Like, you know, like,
sure.
Fit the vibe. Two, you get to say Black Eyed Peas on your soundtrack. But three, be cheap and, like, decent. But not as good as, like, getting, like, a really crazy song.
Totally get you.
So you're like, oh, the new racing game, and it's got Black Eyed Peas on it. And then you're like, oh, what'd they get? And then just like, clap your hands.
You're like, okay.
And you clap your hands if you're bad. And it's like, yeah, it fits. It's not really no other song.
Join the Jam, Your Pop.
Yep, good.
I thought it was all right. It's fine.
The Way You Make Me Feel.
I said, it sounds like a Knuckles stage theme from Sonic Adventure 2.
I am literally so glad you said that.
Did you say that too?
I said Pumpkin Hill ass.
Oh, shit! That rules. I was thinking, we're in the aquatic mind.
Dude, I it's got a similar BPM and a sweet bass in the way it like dips. It sound. I literally listened to Pumpkin Hill and that song like back to back. And
that's
was like,
thing.
It was like, yep, this, yeah, yeah, I'm. But I didn't want to. So here's the thing I didn't want to do, Mike. I was considering not bringing it up because I didn't want our first like rap group, and I'm like, yeah, it sounds like the other rap I know.
No,
Knuckle.
I was into a bunch of rap music.
I know. So I'm just glad you said it.
No, for sure. This is. I think it's just the. It's just because it's smooth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's groovy.
It was smooth. It has a guitar groove. Is what it is. That's on all the Knuckle songs too. Yeah. I don't know. It just is that. It's very funny.
Though. I liked it.
I wonder when did Sonic Adventure 2 come out? I wonder if they
2005.
I wonder if they were
six.
Inspired by some of these early Black Eyed Peas songs.
Well, I know the Knuckle stages were like R&B,
yeah,
like, kind of like hip hop, kind of like
very smooth
in that
and laid back. It's like
they had this like vision of what they wanted the songs to be like. But anyway, moving on to Movement.
I actually didn't say anything about Movement. I must have thought it was okay then, or like, eh.
About
it.
Well, here's let me tell you why you're wrong.
Okay, hit me.
So first off, I said someone better at Melee than me should make an old school tech video to this. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it's about movement. And it's got some cool like you know, it sounds cool. So I can see a video like that easily being made. But unfortunately, there are the skits strike back here. Not a fucking again skits. Shakes fist at sun. still good. But this thing to skip the end really kind of...
Old man yells at cloud.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Cool.
Yes.
Next is Karma. Am I right?
Yes, Karma.
Karma. This is originally... So when I was listening to this the whole way through, I put this down as the pop, the first pop.
Uh-huh.
It's like, cool, this is the one I like so far. And then if I like something else later, I'd probably just move it down. That's how I do the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Karma. I love the Latin reggae sound, especially on the hook. Good performance from Einstein Brown. I like the lyrics on the bridge. Actually the lyrics on the chorus and the lyrics on the bridge, I didn't realize we're taking from Blondie's One Way or Another.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Very funny. They're just like, yeah, fuck it, we'll just copy that and then put it on a thing.
Or another.
I'm gonna get you. Yeah,
yeah.
Cool. It's a good song. It was good. I really liked it. Dude, the dude Einstein Brown who's on the chorus, I love his voice. Something about it doesn't point.
I really digged Karma. It was in consideration being both my pop or my pop.
Yeah.
But it kind of got shafted. It's like the third place.
It's on my honorable mentions.
But definitely one of my favorites and probably one of the ones I might go. I'll probably go back to Karma more than I go back to Joints and Jam.
Maybe.
But I want it to be more, you know, the poppy, you want to be more objective.
Sure.
So I was totally like, no, I don't. Although I like Karma, Karma's like my second bop more than it is the first bop.
Yes.
Reminds me of that one Donkey King song. I don't know what that note means. Not Boston Scott DK. I don't know what that means. Sorry, Past Ryan. Useless note.
You gotta go beat that guy up.
Sick might be my bop. Very Santana-ish. Love the Blondie ref. Also, Def has Firefox sounds.
Sweet.
Very good.
Nice. Yeah, it's a great song. It's one of my favorites for sure.
There's like some Toyas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought when you said Firefox, I was like, what do you mean? All right. What we got?
Be free.
Be free. This one kind of stinks. Penis music beat is what I said.
Penis
music? Have you heard of penis music?
No.
So this, I don't know if it's the thing that the internet says or if it's the thing that me and my Discord say. It's that when there's a production or a beat that sounds like really like wonky and weird and like it's like if you took a bunch of puzzles and you just started making a big puzzle out of all those puzzle
that
pieces.
That sounds fun.
That's penis music. And this has a penis music beat on it.
Yeah, I'm gonna call Cap on this one. No, I don't think penis music's real.
It's coming back. So.
I think you're gaslighting me.
You know that? You know the gif of which is it? It might be LeBron, and he's like doing like one of these like over a production thing. He's like really into like a beat being made. Or
it's
something
not
like that.
Shaq.
No, it's not Shaq.
Okay,
I think it's just LeBron.
I've seen Shaq doing his DJ thing, but
no, that's funny. There's one that's LeBron, he's just like grooving out over a beat, and people remove the audio from that and put penis music over it. And so it's him just really jamming to some really like, yeah, exactly. It's penis music. What do you think about Be Free, Ryan?
Yeah. I also described it as weird. I didn't quite say penis music.
Well, now you know.
But now I might. This one's weird, still pretty decent. Then next we have Your Pop, Say Goodbye.
Say Goodbye, it's great. I think if you like Karma, you should like Say Goodbye.
I'm gonna go back to it.
Sure.
I'm gonna make a note right now.
I said everything about it. This is a very Far Side song, I think. You should also listen to The Far Side. Maybe we'll do that for like a special episode or something. It's like two albums, so maybe that could be an in-betweener.
Yikes.
Cool.
Next up, Duet.
Standard 90s hip-hop sex jam. A remake of the song that Will.i.am and Apple Day App performed when they were part of a previous group. I saw that on Genius.com.
No.
I was looking at the lyrics. Yeah, it's pretty good. I think this is on my honorable mentions, too. Yeah, that's cool. I fuck with it.
I didn't have a big fuck with the energy. I was more like, hey, another inoffensive track. Like, you know, one where I listen to this album again, I'm like, okay. Like, this song, I forgot this song's on here. Cool.
Sweet. I like it. It's fine.
It's okay.
Yep.
Not making any playlists, but yeah. Then we have Communication.
I said solid.
I said ska guitar out of nowhere.
The guitars are really good on this, by the way.
That has some upstrokes. But then, out of also nowhere, no! Fuck!
Is there a skit?
Put the skits on the bad songs!
Yeah. Every time, I eventually gave up on noting when they were skits. I'm over it.
All the skit songs on this so far were all good songs that I liked. And I'm so mad.
Yeah, the guitars are really good. The production style that Will.i.am has going, and Apple Dap has some production notes on this as well. And it's like they're pretty good at it. It's definitely unique for the 90s, or maybe towards the back end.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fine. It's good.
Next up, What It Is.
90s hip hop down to the hook being a guest performance from a lady with a great singing voice. Her name is Kima Hill. The guest choruses on this album in general are pretty good.
Yeah.
Is what I said. Yeah, it's good. I think that is What It Is also on my honorable mentions. It is. It's a good
it
song.
It is on that. What It Is. I said, yeah, this one rules. I'll put this in the running for Bob. Like, I didn't think it would out Karma or anything in the future, but I was like, this definitely is a good song that I like. Yes.
I should have noted that Karma was the start of I guess if we're skipping Be Free, but Karma, Skip Be Free, and then Say Goodbye. Down to most of the rest of the record is just like a really good running of tracks, I think.
Okay.
My opinion.
Cool.
So is that, yeah, What It Is. Yes. So yeah, you liked it.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. Definitely good. And we have K Dices.
Dices, I think. Dices. K Dices.
Sorry. English, Spanish words that look like English words. God. Well, what a trap.
I said K Dices is a pretty all right song.
That's funny.
How funny am I, huh? Fucking whatever. What'd you think?
I said Mike loves ducks or guff talking.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Whatever it is. Oh, I think it's like a noise they're making.
Something.
It's like a noise that sounds, either sounds like a duck or like really scuff.
I know. It was a good. I definitely liked it. I don't know. Yeah. Did it end up on my shit?
So I knew you'd like it.
Yeah.
And I said, LOL, you know what? I like it too. Good.
Nice. This is a pretty good song. A8.
Liked it. See, really, really good. Liked the eerie guitar.
Sweet.
Just liked it. What about you?
I said, Spanish guitars are cool. I like the verses. I don't know if it's actually a Spanish guitar. I just think it has that vibe.
Sure.
And a lot of, the guitars on this record, fucking really good. This also ended up on my my honorable mentions.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Cool.
Love Won't Wait.
Eh.
Yeah, not really my thing. Will it make Mike's sex playlist?
No.
Decent. Like, better than some others, but not the best.
I want to clear the air here. I don't put sex songs on my sex playlist. I just put good vibe songs on my sex playlist. Is it weird to have a sex playlist?
There is an implication.
I just think it's because the Ultimate Banger Bomb, the Michael Allen Auditory Experience on Ice, which is my big playlist, has over 2,000 songs on it, mm-hmm. has some pretty wacky songs. And the reason I made a sex playlist is because one time, that one song from SpongeBob, which is on my playlist, came on. You know, song, a friend is a friend till the end of the end. Not great when you're going down on someone, honestly. No, it's a
little silly. They made you change it.
They did, absolutely. They're like, I can't do this. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. And I just put on some good music.
Yeah, I've had partners specifically say, we're not fucking the ska.
Yeah.
And I was like, fair, mm-hmm. change it. But very tough. Sadly changed it. Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, bye. Come on. Kiss just once.
Running around. What's the, she hates ska?
Yeah. But so to answer your question, Mike, I don't think it's weird. So I guess the idea of calling your playlist a sex playlist.
I didn't call it that.
Okay.
But yeah.
Because like, I think a playlist that is music that generally people would like is like just, you know, that's what it is.
Yes.
And you could use that as
yes.
a sex playlist. Yes. But yeah, I mean, having a playlist that's like, this is what I use every time I have sex, or like,
no, it's just, it's
I created it for sex is like kind of weird, but also it's your playlist. Who cares?
It's also just, it's less like, yes, I'm having sex. I can put on this playlist. Finally, it's more of a, I'm not trying to scare the hoes playlist.
Yeah,
you know what
I
saying?
Get you. I just fucking run my like,
shit.
My chill playlist and just hope it works.
Cool.
Like, there's going to be some weird songs on this.
Yeah.
And hopefully...
They don't mind.
Hopefully, you know, what's going on is more entertaining than you'll, than you'll be like, what's playing? hope I keep your focus a little more than the music in the background.
Moving on.
Anyways.
Head Bobs.
Head Bobs rules.
Great song. We already talked about it. Amazing.
It rocks.
Positivity.
Positivity.
What do you think?
So I wrote this note kind of I kind of like live tweeted this song. So beginning I have, just give me the skit. Because I saw it was 8 minutes long. So I'm like, just do it.
This is the longest one.
Give me the song. I know it has to be here. It's an 8 minute ass song. Anyway, I like to start. They're what? Because they say something that sounds weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, I'm shocked and applaud. Appalled. Because I typed appalled. I just add extra P in my brain. But no skit.
No.
And I was, okay. All right.
Solid ender. I like the production. There's a weird no reason beat flip at the end that has a really weird pause before it. Mm-hmm. I guess they're just like, okay.
Is it penis music?
Yeah. It's not penis music.
Okay.
It's fine. It's good. It sounds good. It sounds sure. good. It's just 8 minutes long and it's like fine. It's a fine song. This starts the trend of they just have really long outro songs on these records.
Uh-huh.
I think I don't know why they do. I mean, whatever, do your thing. Oh yeah, it's fine. It's not my favorite.
So overall, first album, how'd you walk away? were you excited to continue?
Ryan, did you hear that?
Oh,
it's time for a new segment.
I did hear that.
It's time for a new segment on the show.
New segment. But I'm the host.
Nope, doesn't matter. New segment.
Oh my God.
Michael's line of the record, because I couldn't think of a better name. You ready, Ryan?
Michael's line of the record?
Yes.
That's a terrible name.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. Maybe I'll do something better next week. My line of the record, Ryan, was, you're whacker than a dude who be rapping on a Pringles commercial, put your career in reversal. That's the line of the record.
Huh.
That was on What It Is.
Well, I did not come prepared for a line.
No, it's fine. I meant to see like a surprise.
Okay, so I do have to ask.
Okay.
Did this line inspire you? to make this a segment, or is it a later song?
I heard the words Pringles commercial, and I'm like, I'm writing this down.
So, you're like, I need to find this.
Yeah. There's another one that was good that is honestly just, I think, a pretty good line. It was, unlock the heated, because they know when I sex well, left them breathless, now they're waiting to exhale. That one's okay. I like that one. That just stood out to me.
There's, I know there's one line in a future one that I'll talk about.
Oh, but don't worry. We got some good
ones. Okay, okay, good.
All right, how'd you feel? I thought it was, like, it's a decent 90s hip-hop record. It's fine. It's not, like, I can understand why it didn't blow up. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't mind that.
No, it's fine.
I liked it. Overall, yeah. Definitely was I'm at list two again. You know I'm kind of a oneer. So the fact that I like the first album, yep. I'm like, hell yeah, falling in the line. I like the first record.
I'd give it like a strong like six, probably. This is how I feel about
probably
this.
A little high. I'd say it's like seven for me.
Yeah.
But I'm a little very less stingy with my
It's fine.
My
I'm mean when I do music things for some reason. I don't know why.
It's better. It's better. It gives the numbers more meaning. For me, I'm like, it's a 10 because I like it a lot. And it's like, not because it's perfect.
Just definitely, yeah, like knowing what they become later.
Yeah.
In terms of like pop music, this is like, oh, this is neat. This is neat. This is where they started.
It's like, but they have to get there some way. And how else to get there but bridging the gap?
Which is they made the same record again.
Yeah, they did.
It's literally the same.
Their 2000s record. So here's some facts about this record.
Yeah.
So here's a little fun fact for you, Mike. This is their last album where they're credited as this is the last record where they're credited.
You've got this.
As Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
Until 2018's Master of the Sun Volume 1.
Wait, so what? Really?
Yes.
So
you know why?
What does that mean? Yeah.
Cuz they would add the Black Eyed Peas until 2018, but they switched back.
Oh, they went through a phase.
These first two records, they were Black Eyed Peas, and then after Elefunk, for like 15 years,
they were
the Black Eyed Peas, and then they said never mind, and they would release like one or two albums as Black Eyed Peas. So
neato.
And then this is just more of the same, just more features.
Cool. Is that
kind of the general like people's like ideas? Like, oh yeah, cool. It's a continuation. They just added more kind of names on this one, and cool. Any thoughts going into this one?
Going in, knowing that the first two are the ones that people point to as the ones that are most different in their discography and where they started out, I was like, okay, I'm expecting this to be more hip hop and not pop. And it was. It literally just is. It's just the Insomniac. They just did the same record again. It's good. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's the same deal. I like it a little. Spoilers. I like it a little less than the first one, just slightly.
I was going into it. I'm like, it's still an hour. Maybe no skits this time. Appears to be more of the same, which is cool. And then my note on it overall was another solid one. Keeps the party going. Makes me wonder where they flip the switch. But for right now, I like the vibe.
I said more of the same. I enjoy the production in these more than I do the lyricism and wordplay. A lot of their songs touch upon artists selling out, which is pretty funny considering what they become.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Very interesting.
It's like big hip hop, and it's like, yeah, man, you kind of just. cool, you want to pop some bop those or pop there, King?
My pop?
I hope we had the same one.
Lil. People get prepared because we dropping in. Motivated everybody when we rocking in. Off the envious, vacate the premises. Cause they're acting up jealous and sensitive. Cause the gift and the talent we displaying is certified to be the when it's weighing in. Plus it's too damn heavy for you to carry in your shot by my current in. That was your pop?
Yeah.
I like Lil Lil.
Wow, okay. I feel the same way about Lil Lil as basically that I do about
Joints
and Jam, kind of. I'm like, it's okay, and like parts of it are like staling for me a little bit. Yeah.
I song came on. I'm like, yo, we should be the pop. It's up there. I just think it's the chorus is like very catchy. I just enjoy it. It's fun.
Cool.
It's a fun one. There's a lot going on, and it makes me want to groove.
Cool. I dig that.
It's a fun one. Nice. What was your pop then?
My pop was I was thinking that we were gonna share.
Mm-hmm.
Weekends. So let's get ready for the jam. Jumping music, Swift DJ,
We get with my runner-up.
Cool.
But I ended up going a little. Gotcha. But yeah. Well, what about Weekend rules. Struck You?
Let me find it. I like the main loop on the production. Is this an Apple app? Might not be. But what they do is they do a really solid, really short loop. And when hip-hop producers can fucking do that and make the whole song good, even though the entire beat is just a loop, it fucking rules because they sell it. Yeah, I love the loop. The chorus performance by... Estero, I think her name is. Pretty great. Great variety verse to verse, which is something that I think more of these songs kind of lack. I think, like, I don't know. Obviously, they sound different, but, like, their inflection, all, like, Will.i.am, Taboo, and Apple to App, all the verses sound the same to me, personally. Mm-hmm. Just like
I could be
like one or two guys. It's and like I would be like, okay, that makes sense. Anyway, I really like the verse variety on the song. The guitar part at the end is fucking hot. And I said this is a Ryan song. That's what I said.
Wow, I'm gonna have to listen to it some more. It was gonna be my pop, but I didn't really think it was a pop. I guess I hate to burst your bubble here, Mike. I just didn't think it was a Ryan song.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
And I missed.
But maybe you know. But maybe you know me better than I know me. You know,
I don't think so.
I'll go back and listen to it some more. But
hold on, what was your bop?
Hit that Ryan vibe. But the Ryan song on this was so easily release. Yo, tab and app, let's go in and act. Matter of fact, let's attack them with the contact. Make the ultimate impact, leave them hunchback. Light them up with the mic like we pyromaniacs. Fill a power, wanna unlash, exact. There's no kind of act tactics that can stop that. When I climax, I'm a light, kick a hole in that.
Again, we share the same bop.
Yes.
Also released. How funny is that? What'd you say about it?
Oh my French gorillas. I'm in Depa Pop contender. Good. What'd you say about release?
I said accordion. Woo! And I said, wait, this one rules. Will, please let Apple the App produce more songs. This is that point where I was like, okay, this does not sound like a Will.i.am production. So on Genius, it shows you who produced the song. And then I went back to the rest of the songs on both albums, and I checked to see which ones were Apple to App produced, and all the ones that I like are basically Apple to App.
That's funny.
There's some ones that are Will, but yeah, whatever. It's a great song. I love that song. Release rules.
Dope. I love that.
The accordion, dude. That shit
rules. Accordion rock.
More rap music needs accordion. One of the best rap songs of all time, which is MF Doom's Accordion, literally is just an accordion, and it fucking jams. That shit rules. Cool. Yeah. You want to get down to the track list?
Hell yeah.
Let's start with
Beep Empire.
The Black Eyed Peas Empire.
Yes.
It's all right.
A pretty decent start. More of the same. It's consistent. Like they're telling us the Black Eyed Peas again. Cool. Good.
Yeah, I just said it's okay. It's like, it didn't wow me. It was okay.
Weekends, talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Great song.
Get Original.
Overall, right? Will.i.am needs to be stopped. The chorus stinks. Decent feature from, his name is Charlie Tuna, the guy's name.
Yes. From Jurassic 5.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes, he's fucking, you know what this guy looks like?
Yeah, I saw a picture of him.
He's fucking 6'6".
Boosh, yeah.
Dude, I love him. He's one of my favorite rappers.
Cool, I fuck with that.
I
knew his name was familiar.
I almost picked this as my bop just for him, because I just love his style.
I just thought that the chorus was like so bad.
I thought it was good overall.
Cool.
Next up, Hot. What do you think?
I said Nujabes production. Nujabes, he's a deceased producer from Japan, super popular. He made that song Feather that everyone memes about. It's like, pass the ox, bro. I'll play something hot, and then it's Feather by Nujabes, just because it's like, yeah, whatever. The joke is that it's a song that everyone knows, that people feel like they're special because they know about it.
Oh,
but yeah, it's Nujabes. It sounds like Nujabes-y. I really like whenever they put any kind of Spanish type guitar twang on these songs. Yeah, it's great. It's an Apple Day app produced song too, which is probably why I like it.
That's another pretty good one. They kind of just an offensive solid song.
Cool,
awesome. Cali to New York is next.
I forgot I was listening to this midway through the song. I thought
yeah.
It was so regular. and there's a De La Soul feature on this, mm-hmm. and it's so boring. De La Soul is like one of, he's such a good lyricist. He's the dude who's on like a lot of Gorilla songs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just saw it's so boring. This is a very boring song, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, not my fave, but in the end, it's cool. Well, before the guitar, yeah. I just like it was all right. Lolo talked about. Right. I like it a lot.
It's cool.
It's fun. Release.
Fucking Owns.
Fucking so good. Shit. Then we have the title track, Almost, Bridging the Gaps.
Oh,
plural.
Wait, is that really what it is?
Yeah. It's
oh, cool. Neat.
The album title, Almost. Yeah. Pretty good. Bridging the Gaps. Bridging the Gaps. Good.
Nice. I said that guitar, yes, sir. I love the guitars. I love the guitars on this thing.
Then we got Go Go.
I said the chorus is uncomfortable.
I haven't any chorus. I took the bass. The bass, I thought the bass was very good. But I thought overall it was all right.
I was like, yeah, all right, whatever.
Rap song.
I said, what is this? And then I said, Wyclef Jean. Is it Jean or Jean? I can't remember. He's a
Jean. I think it's Jean.
Jean. Wyclef Jean. The Wyclef Jean. And that's it. It's like an okay song. It's totally fine. He produced this. It wasn't a Will.i.am or Apple Dap thing. It was just him.
Okay.
Yeah. He kind of peaked with Hips Don't Lie with Shakira, and this isn't really doing it for me. So, sorry, Wyclef. Next time, what do you think about it?
I said, oh my God, this is a rap song.
Although very lazy.
This is what I did. I used a topical meme for right now. Josh Whedon's least favorite song, A Little Too on the Nose.
Very funny, Ryan.
Yes, isn't nice. That great? Anyways, Bringing It Back is the next track. For some reason, this one wasn't hitting me as much. Might be fatigue for too much.
Fatigue is a good way of saying it.
Yeah, it's like, all right. I know. I mean, I went back to it before again, and I still kind of felt the same way. Well, how did you feel about it?
I said, Bringing It Back, right? Yeah, it's yep. I said, yeah, there are a lot of sellouts in hip hop, huh? Black Eyed Peas. Crazy how you're bringing that up. The chorus repeats too much. Fuck off, is what I said. Yeah, like this is again fatigue, stale. Just like it's like, eh, I'm cool. Like next one. The next one is Tell Your Mama Come.
Mm-hmm.
I said, horns on the beat. Yeah, good job, Will. This is a Will.i.am. I was like, this is an app song. I looked it up. Will.i.am. Good job, Will. You got an A+ on this one. You did it.
Yeah. Also, oh hell yeah, robot trumpet. Yeah,
there is. It's weird, like computer trumpet.
I'm in. Bop contender for sure.
Sweet dude.
And then we have the final track, Request Plus Line / Empire Strikes Back.
So, this was their first Billboard Top 100 song.
Insane.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That fucking blows my mind. I think Request Line might have originally been a separate song
mm-hmm.
than Empire Strikes Back, because on Genius, they're different.
Okay.
And in some things, Empire Strikes Back isn't even on.
It's probably like, a bonus track thing. Kind of thing.
Might be. But yeah, it's like, so it's okay. Kind of a lame ender. The finale, probably the Empire Strikes Back part, is like pretty good. I like the horns and the instruments that they put on that.
Yeah, I was enjoying the first part, but it's 9 minutes long. We have a hidden track. It has like a minute of silence in the middle of it. This will be Mike's fave, and he'll try to pull some Green Day shit.
No.
Good, but doesn't make the cut.
No, not it's pretty weak overall. The ending, again, like the very last part of the finale is like, I like that, but yeah. It doesn't carry the song.
But I think we have. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Ryan. I know. Pick up the phone real quick.
I'm getting a fax.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Oh, it's time for Michael's Line of the Record, the segment that everyone loves.
Everyone loves it.
Here it is, Ryan.
More.
Grab the microphone and leave them scarred, but not scarred physically. What? More like scarred mentally. Yeah.
That is literally like a Jackbox robot
100%.
Battle.
Yes. I was like. And I, of course, Will.i.am was the one who said it. I was on Get Original. I was like, why did you write that, Will? That is maybe the most vapid set of lyrics I've ever heard. You're explaining the metaphor. But anyway, that one just won. Cool. Anyway, what was, the Michael's line.
No, it was important.
Yeah.
I had to be the same exact feelings, Michael. I think we're linked. We're mind melded right now.
Yeah.
Just a continuation. Not as good as the original.
I think the peaks on the original, even with the shitty shithead skits,
yeah.
The peaks on the original And the tracks in general are just way better and more consistent than on this one.
It's just hard when you're doing like a part two to beat part one.
It's a sophomore record too, so you kind of like, fuck, they really just like, it's like they're not doing it, you know, like they're clearly, this wasn't a hit because we would have known it's from 2000.
Yeah,
we should know about songs on this record, and nobody really does.
No.
So yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, but you know what people do know? Their breakout album.
It's fucking Ella Funk, Ryan.
Let me tell you some stuff about Ella Funk. Ella Funk, 2003. It's the first Fergie introduced to the group.
Yep.
First Fergie album. Top number 14 on the Billboard 200. Some fans weren't, like true fans weren't pumped.
I don't know how.
But most people were, but more people than their old fans were into it. Like they basically just changed fan bases.
Yep.
And the old fan base is like, this is,
I wonder why.
Like, this is not what we signed up for. Bare Notes is like, yeah. Where's the Love popped off.
Of course it did.
That was the huge track.
That was the radio hit.
Here's a quote that I wanted just to share with you. JT single, so this is like some like journalist that said this about it. The JT single that captured the somberness of 9/11.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Which I get, but it's like, okay. Where's the Love, Shut Up, and Hey Mama were the singles. The latter was one of the songs, one of the first songs featured in the iPod Silhouette commercials was Hey Mama. Remember those?
Fucking wild. I do when yeah, it's a silhouette, and then the only thing that's highlighted is the iPod headphone. That they're holding.
Yeah.
Yep.
There are a lot of Naruto ones I saw.
There are a lot of Naruto ones.
Yeah.
So I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
It's a weird mashup.
And finally, Let's Get Started got a lot of Grammy attention. Got a couple noms, couple actual awards.
So can I? Let's just address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
So the original version.
Yes.
Is Let's Get Retarded, right?
Yes.
So was there always the remix on the album that's Let's Get It Started, or I don't know, like
with my knowledge, yes.
Okay. So what the fuck?
Yeah.
So why? Let's Get It Started the one that got the attention?
Yes. Okay. No, Started got the attention. It has way more views.
It does. Or listens, or whatever. The
whatever.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's...
What the kind of move is
for
that?
For a socially aware group... Okay, so here's the thing. 2003.
People were saying it like nobody's business.
This was, it was so in the vocabulary.
Yeah.
Like, they all said it. And we'll get there when we get to the actual track. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was... Spoiler, I was pumped to see that the end of the list also had Let's Get It Started. Because for a minute there, I was like, oh, wait, is there like a separate single that like rectified this?
Seems to be on. I might go look this up later. If this came out and it had two different versions of the song, and one of them was the retarded one and one of them was the Let's Get It Started one, I was like, what the fuck was the point? And putting remixes of songs on records is not, that's like a 2000s thing. People do that. They put the remix of a hit song at the end of the record. But it's like, I don't know. It's so weird.
I think it is the case. The last fact before we get into the album, The Sims asked them to re-record tracks in Simlish.
That's a classic.
They did. And it appeared in 2004. And they also appeared in 2004's The Urbs, Sims in the City, as playable characters.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I do know that there's a very famous video. A very famous video of Katy Perry recording Last Friday Night, I think is what it is, in Simlish. It's Flurby Derp or whatever. And she's looking at the camera like this, like somebody shoot me. I did not know until I saw that video that they made artists record in Simlish.
Yes.
That's in fucking sane.
How much money do they have?
That's crazy people things to do.
My thing is, do you think Simlish is like a one-to-one language?
Let's start. We should learn Simlish.
Do you think they like Furby is Friday. If I talk Simlish to you, could you understand me and so know what stupid. I'm saying in English?
But yeah, you. What were your overall thoughts here, Ryan?
So going into it, everything about it looked different. The whole vibe.
Everything from the album cover.
Yeah.
Immediately, you're like, this is new.
Album cover, song names, people, like this has to be listens. Like, this has to be where, shit changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah. What was your... You'd say some more thoughts?
This is a fucking maniac person album.
Yeah.
This album is crazy. Nothing about this makes sense.
Yeah.
This is bizarre. What I actually said was, this is so fucking bizarre, and I kind of respect that. It definitely stands out, but sometimes it takes the bit too far. That's what I said.
Yeah, my overall first note was, am I going to be too woke for the Black Eyed Peas? An album of high highs and low lows, IMO. Brain off music. A great start, though. So if you consider this as their debut album, like as a group, which it is, essentially.
Basically, they're a whole new thing.
This is their start. Cool. You know, like that's a way. I was like, this isn't their third album. This is their first album.
Basically.
And
as a pop band.
Yeah.
Because that's what this is. This is hardly in any way a hip hop record.
Sure.
I think anyway.
Hip hop.
Sure.
You know?
Fuck it.
It's got some mix, but yeah, it's definitely way more pop leaning. Yeah. I just
respect how fucking batshit it is, I guess. Do you want to? Oh yeah, what was your pop there, King?
I'm just saying on three.
No.
Where's the love?
No.
Is okay.
Did you pick Where's the Love?
Yeah, it's the pop.
That's your pop?
Yeah. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all. People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Sure, man.
It's a really nice song.
It's okay. It's pretty sonic.
Here's your deal. Where is the love?
We're gonna cut to it.
So my note. Ooh, this one's the pop hands down. More like the Black Eyed Hippies.
Oh, nice.
Also, Big Talk after your retarded song.
Dude, that's my whole thing.
Like, where's the love? And it's like we also have a whole song just saying the R word.
I said, maybe I'm being too mean. Textbook example of how a catchy radio hit is sometimes just a ridiculously shitty song.
Wow, yeah. Really? I thought it was cool. I love the instruments on it. Like, it's a song.
The production is good.
Yeah, it's a song that I didn't like. I didn't remember knowing, and then I heard the intro and I was like, oh yeah,
that's what you're talking about earlier.
Like, yeah, this is a song that I know. Yeah, I like this one a lot. This is a good. It's a good pop song.
It's just the entry level like woke band shit is just so like odd to me. It's like, what's wrong with the world? People shooting each other. It's like, yeah, man. I mean, everyone, yeah. I get it.
Hey,
what I did say is that
say it.
I didn't know until today that JT was on the chorus.
Neither.
I literally had no clue. That fucking, I had no idea.
Pretty crazy. Then what was your pop then, boy?
The intro. Hands up. Hands up. Coming with rhythms to make your head jerk. Hands up. We making our whole joint short circuit. Yo. Hands high, touch the sky, get them up. Get him up, 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 get him up. We gon' make you move, we gon' make it high. Elbows above your head, peoples, we holding up your spine. We gon' get it going, even if y'all don't be knowing.
Yeah,
that track,
good pick.
Fucking rule.
Good pick.
I was like, oh no, I love the Black Eyed Peas.
Ella Funk is going to rule.
Yeah. I said specifically, the horns fucking rule. You can already hear the huge change of plan. Catchy as hell. That's it.
I said, it's just better clap your hands.
It is. It literally is. Yeah, it fucking stomps.
This is way better. More diversity in sound. Good.
Yes. Something that carries through the entire album and that we'll get to is that I think the pop production that they do on this is so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's really, really amazing. There's a lot of variety. The thing they were doing before with the hip-hop record, the 90s hip-hop, was great. I love it. It was different enough because it had a lot of like live instruments, like you were saying earlier. The guitars were fucking awesome. Horns all over that shit. This is just really, really good pop production, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they leaned into it more because a lot of this record that I don't like is the hip-hop verses. I don't think they're nearly as good as like what holds up the record, which is the pop production.
Well, see, I think Hands Up was like really like a natural evolution of their first stuff, of the first two albums. And I was pumped to like see that carried through. But then the other tracks in this album, which completely ditched that. Like, but this is Hands Up is the closest song to the other albums, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's probably why I like it so much too. It's because it rides the line.
But it's better.
Like, I agree.
But they just did a way better job with it. That was my runner up for bop.
Cool.
Do you want to know my bop though?
I would love to know it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it started.
Come on.
Everybody here. Everybody here. Let's get into it. Get stoned. Get it started. Get it started. Get it started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started. In here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started. In here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Same bop.
So good. Three times.
The same bop three times, which I think is a record.
That's a TikTok bop.
That is a TikTok bop.
Tick bop toe.
What'd you say for Let's Get It Started? I kind of merged the two just because I didn't. Like, there's a little. The remix, which is Let's Get It Started, there's a few differences in how. Uh-huh. In the production.
Mainly the notes of the R word.
Yeah, what'd you think about it? Like, do you have any notes?
Now this is music. Let's go.
Sweet.
Redeemed bop.
This is a song that I have on my my ultimate banger bomb playlist.
Yeah.
I said for Let's Get Retarded, I said I never knew it was this bad, Lamau.
I'll get to my notes when we do the track listings.
And then I said the edited version still holds up even after high school gym class. That's what I said.
Yeah, it's a good song. I listened to that when I was coming back from my walk today. My album finished up, so I wanted to throw on some. I'm like, I'm gonna put it on my. It's like one of my favorite songs so far that they've done.
The definition of an earworm hook on this song.
It's just so fucking good. Yep. I do wonder, like, just knowing that Let's Get Retarded is the song this came from.
Isn't that wild?
Even still, it holds it back in my head a little bit, but I still love it. I'm trying to separate as much as I can.
I get you.
But it is crazy to think, like, this was a different song that was way worse.
Yeah. It's funny because we're not separating the art from the artist. We're separating the art from the art.
Yeah.
It's literally the same shit.
It's insane.
Cool. You want to go through the track list real quick?
Yeah. Hands up. Great way to start.
Fantastic song.
Talked about it.
Yes, sir.
Labor Day. It's a holiday.
It's a holiday. I said, these guys are crazy. It's a little much. Still digging the horns.
I said, oh, damn, the buzzer is silly and annoying. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a little much.
So here's – is this where And Party and Bullshit comes from?
No.
Is that a sample? Because they do Party and Bullshit.
The Biggie song came before.
Yeah, okay. So they're referencing that. Okay, yes. Thank God. I was like, what? This sounds familiar. I like the brass fanfare, but it's dumb.
Yeah, the brass is good.
I did not like the song.
Let's Get Retarded.
Yeah.
We can, what do you think?
So I said, oh no, pre-patch. God, why does this really good song do this? I want to skip, so cringe. I will never listen to this all the way through ever again. Boo.
There's literally no reason to.
Dude, it is actually so bad.
I never knew it was that bad.
I had to turn it down on my speakers. I felt weird just listening to it out loud.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah, totally. And as like a band like known for like just being like, you know, according to the reviews and stuff, like being like very socially aware,
sure,
and like trying to not be like some kind of like more negative music, if you want to even call it that way. Yeah. Just like
they missed, they shot and they missed,
and then you have where's the love, and it's just like, God, how times have changed, and just I don't know. I really don't like saying that word, and I've done a pretty good job at removing it
from
my kind of lexicon. That being said, when I hear other people say it, it's not one I like fucking mega harp on.
No.
Unless you say it like 1,000 times.
It's just like, don't do it, you know? There's like no reason to.
No, I mean, I'm
way funnier words.
My ears always perk up.
Not that it's a funny word, it's just saying there's better words that you can use.
The question is, which my teachers always, you know, kind of taught me, and people that I respect who, you know, have opinions on like language and stuff, is like, what do you mean by that word? What are you using that word in place of?
Mm-hmm.
And once you answer that question, then you should probably understand why you don't want to use that word.
Sure.
And it's that simple.
It's pretty easy.
That's how you remove, you know, calling things gay negatively, or, you know, retarded, sure, or in other words, like what do you mean? Okay. Well, is that what that word means? It does not mean that. So fucking stop saying it.
2003 be like.
Definitely a time capsule.
Yeah, Will.i.am is capable of anything. This guy's a maniac.
Fucking burn it in the fire, dude.
Hey Mama.
Hey Mama.
What'd you think?
Oh man, the word booty is camp. The beat isn't bad, but I don't know, maybe a pop. I'll really listen to it. And then after my real listen, I said, still not into it.
I said, this shit is wild. I legit don't know what to think.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way. Yeah, I not a song for me.
Yeah.
And that just kind of, that's where it starts, that's where it ends. Next, Shut Up.
I said, that's what this is from? I knew the lyrics. Yeah, I guess it fucking flew over me that this was the Fergie Shut Up song on from the Black Eyed Peas. Because I remember... maybe in high school or something, this would be a thing that people say just to annoy people. It's like, shut up, or whatever the fuck. That's what this is from. This would be a great pop song without the pretty awful rap verses, is what I said.
I said, LMAO, what is this? Could it be a Lonely Island song? or just be parody? I'm confused. And I re-listened to it. And after my re-listen, I said, it's actually pretty good. Weird combo of Shut Up and James Bond vocals. But I like it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, it'd be a good pure pop song, I think. But yeah, there's the rap shit in it.
Next, Smells Like Funk.
Okay, what is happening? This song is fucking crazy. This is a maniac song. I said, this song, oh, okay. So, fuck, I forgot to fucking bring this up earlier. The way they sing it, it sounds like Putting on the Ritz. You know that song? It's popularized by Fred Astaire, and it's also in Young Frankenstein.
I don't know.
When you're blue and you don't know where to go,
why don't
you go to where the fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just that. It sounds like that. And it's fucking wild. This song's insane. There's a lot of poop bars in this song. It's gross. What do you think about it?
Funnily enough, this song is such Ryan bait, and I guess I'm taking it. Good.
And guess what, Ryan? I don't hate it. This is on my honorable mention.
Yeah, same. I like it. Next up, Latin Girls. How do you feel about Latin Girls?
I said, it's okay. The ending rules. Complete Latin breakdown. That's what I said.
Cool.
What do you think?
I said, oh, geez, Rick.
Why?
I don't know about this one. The chorus is such a buzzkill for me.
Okay.
End rules, but I don't like songs that do this. I just don't like songs that are just like, I really like these types of people. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, I get that.
And I'm just like, man, I don't know. It's one of the songs I'm listening to it, and I'm like, I don't really support this.
There's songs like this, Ryan, where you're
probably... Latin Girls. I'm not saying that. Just this, it's to me, it sounds like
fetishization. Fuck, I did it wrong.
It's hard.
Fetishization. Never mind.
Not the cheese, but the.
It's horny.
Yeah, it's horny. It's horny. I don't really care for horny music too much, unless they're like sad and screaming. That's when I like horny music.
Yeah, you're probably right. I honestly did not pay attention to the lyrics a lot on this because, again, the production is just so much more interesting that I probably was more focused on the instruments than I was on the actual lyrics.
Yeah.
I
just felt weird. Next up, Sexy. My note. Surely this song won't be as horny. and then Boomer Opinion. Why do you make this song? Like, what?
I really had no thoughts on this. I was like, this is just literally like a bog standard pop.
This does have what might be your line of the album.
We'll see.
Like ecstasy sitting next to me, ecstasy.
I don't remember that one, but that's a good one, Ryan.
It's crazy.
Don't worry.
I wrote that down. I re-listened to it and it's not as bad as I thought. The piano solo is actually pretty good. So I liked it. That was between and good for me,
sure.
Which is decent.
Nice.
And then we have Fly Away.
I said, this rules. Great chorus. Love the guitar. This record should have stuck to more pop. Or stuck to They should have stuck to pop more closely.
Huh, I didn't like this one that much.
I really think the song rules.
I said, Dayman, Fighter of the Nightman. Nah.
Fergie does great on this record, by the way. I think Fergie is actually a pretty standout performer.
I mean, they brought on a new person, and she did great.
Yeah, they were like, hey, can you do some of the female vocals? From what I saw, I think. They're like, hey, can you do some of the vocals for this? We need a female, whatever. And they were so impressed that they just kept her in on the band for the next records.
You're in.
Yeah, like Fly Away. Fly Away is good. That's on my honorable mentions.
All right.
Cool.
The Boogie That Be.
I said, oh, I don't know why. That's like a thing that I wrote down. Hook rules. Will.i.am verse nearly ruins it. It's okay. It's a good song. I like the production again.
for some reason, for me, it had this like ringing in the back of it that I could not stand.
No, same shit. I had to take off my headphones to make sure that somebody was. It sounded like a kid was crying, I think, or
yeah,
something like that.
It was, dude. I did not like it. That ruined the song for me. It reminded me of like an open seat in a car. Just like a constant droning ringing.
Huh.
In the back. I did not like it. It ruined the whole song for me.
There's parts of it that I thought were really good and parts of it that I thought were really bad. APL song. The Apple song.
The Apple song. This is chill and cool. Good.
I said, why does he get his own song? Snooze! Exclamation point.
I like that. That was just a mix-up in the album.
So it's apparently on Genius, it was like, this is a song about where he grew up.
I think
in the Philippines. I
thought it was really cool.
Okay. I didn't like it. It was okay. It had a narrative, which is neat. It's all right.
Anxiety.
No fucking way. And then I slammed my keyboard a couple times, and so there's a lot of letters that don't make any sense. And then I say, yeah! What'd you say?
I said, Papa Roach? What? This is insane.
Song rules. This is a really good Papa Roach feature. I liked it a lot. I don't know if I totally embraced the madness just of this record in general, but I actually like the song.
I said, I love Rage Against the Machine. Maybe the best Emonet wreck of all time.
That's a good idea, right?
I meme like it, sue me.
Yeah, I also meme like it.
Yeah, but like, imagine being like, hey, Emonet, can we put on this Papa Roach song?
Anxiety from Elefunk. It's got Papa Roach on it. You guys will love it. Cool. I'm glad we both like that.
Good troll song.
Where's the Love? You already talked about it.
You did too?
Just at the entry level, like, Where's the Love? Just that whole thing is just so like benign.
It's very face value, and I can see what you mean. Where it's like, are you just fucking? Like, do you care?
I think what's important. Maybe I think their hearts were probably in the right place, which is why I should.
I liked
slack.
It.
It does sound pretty. Again,
I did not take it as a shill.
It's one of my favorite lines in any song on it, though. We'll get to it. Third Eye.
Let's get started. What was the next track?
Oh, my bad. Yep.
We talked about.
Sorry.
So we are skipping it.
Yep.
Then Third Eye, which I said pretty decent. I'll give it a good because I'm in a good mood. Because the end of this album is like very solid.
Sure.
For me, at least.
I said, what a weird ender. Kind of sucks. Like, I'm not into this one. I think
when I was listening to it, I literally was like, I'm just in such a good mood from all these songs. I think this is also okay.
This might be a bonus track, by the way.
Okay.
I think it might be. I think I might have read that. I don't know. But yeah, it's like, eh.
Why aren't bonus tracks good?
I mean, I guess they don't like. There's so few. There's one on.
Why include it if it's not good?
And why not include it if it is good? Like.
Yeah. But like, just. If it's like a decent song, like, save it for the next one. What?
There's a song called. That one that came to my brain immediately. Probably because I listened to it.
Fucking
yeah,
Shenanigans style.
Some good B-sides records, some bad ones, but there's some good ones. There's a song that is a hidden track on my Danger Doom vinyl, The Mouse in the Mask, which is Danger Mouse and MF Doom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Adult Swim album. And it's called Mad Nice, and it should be on the record because it's like one of the best songs on that record. It's got fucking Black Thought on it. Who are you gonna? You're gonna get a Black Thought feature, one of the greatest MCs of all time, and you're not gonna put it on the record? You're out of your fucking mind.
Me too.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird to put. Good bonus tracks not on the record, and it's weird to put bad bonus tracks on the record. I don't know why they do it like that. But Ryan.
Yes.
What do you think of... Oh, guys. Sorry.
Oh, my God. It's call. Coming in. My we favorite segment.
Favorite segment. Michael's line of the record.
Woo!
We'll get a new name next week. This was a four-way tie, right?
It's a long message.
I could not figure this out.
All right. Give me
this one on Hands Up by Will.i.am, of course. Was you're burning up, heat's getting low, let me turn it up, let me fuck up your ear until the sperm is up in your brain, the baby Will.i.am's be sane, and then it's the chorus.
Did he come in her ear?
He came in your ear, and then he had a brain baby, is what that lyric says. And then the brain baby, who is Will.i.am's, he wants you to know, is the one who's singing the chorus.
Huh.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next. This is probably the most simple one. It never quits, no. We need to carry 9mm clips, no. Don't want to squeeze trigger, just want to squeeze some tits. That's Will.i.am on Hey Mama.
Was there not a no after?
No, they didn't put another no there.
Like a yes. Squeeze some tits. Yes.
Or we could have This is the only taboo one, I think, that I put on any of these. Because that guy really does not stand out on these records, by the way. Something we probably should have focused on more is the individual members and how they perform on the tracks. Because I think App to App is probably my favorite.
Well, I think on the other first two albums, I'm with you, where there really is much difference in the style.
Not really.
Elefunk, there definitely is. I agree. It is very standout who's doing what.
Probably why I like it.
Yeah.
But Taboo says, you could probably guess what song this is on. We bring funk worse than a wet dog, stinking like fat ladies shitting out logs. We drop enough shit and keep them toilets clogged. That's a real thing that they wrote and put on the record.
I thought we were not talking about J. Cole.
Yeah, actually, that's funny. The one time we bring up J. Cole is the shit record. And the last one, which is a classic and one of my all-time favorites. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. That's a Will I Am classic, in my opinion. God, that guy's such a moron. What kind of line is that? But yes, that ends this week's segment of Michael's line of the record. I hope you enjoyed. And maybe you can join me next time.
I really liked the come in the ear part.
It's so wild.
Yeah.
That again, Will I Am needs to be stopped. That guy's a menace.
Hey, well, Mike, I got great news, because Will I Am does not stop. But before we get there, Michael.
Yeah.
I got to guess your album ranking.
You do. This should be pretty easy.
Should be pretty easy?
Yeah.
All right. It's from top to bottom. It's Elefunk, Behind the Front, Bridging the Gap.
Perfect, Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah, I was judging whether I liked the because Behind the Front is a pretty decent 90s hip hop record. Mm-hmm. The problem is it doesn't fucking stand out. I like the production especially, but the verses, which are arguably the most important part of the performance on a record, especially a rap album, are just not there. Mm-hmm. But I do like the artistic integrity. I think it's good. However, I'm going to have to fold. And I think that the batshit bullshit of Elefunk, it turned me into a crazy person. And I'm in love with Elefunk.
Your new crazy self.
This is the new me. I'm all in. I'm diving in. I've got the Scrooge McDuck thing on, and I'm jumping into the money pit. I'm selling out with Black Eyed Peas.
You're screwed before the Krabby Patty, and now you're just all into it. It's gone all to your thighs, and you are a huge
Elefunk
fan.
And I'm about to explode or blow up. Yep. There's just a lot of good, funny songs on Elefunk, frankly.
You enjoy it the most.
Yeah. I'm going to guess yours now.
Okay.
It's the exact same.
No?
It's not. Okay, so is it Behind the Front, Elefunk, Behind the Front, Elefunk, and then Bridging the Gap?
It's two strikes.
Man, so Elefunk is your least favorite Black Eyed Peas record.
Yeah.
So you couldn't conform.
I'm a 1-2-3-er.
All right.
I'm
that's fair. Behind the Front, Bridging the Gap, Elefunk.
I couldn't subscribe to it. I respect it. It's a good first try. There are some great songs. There's some songs I don't like so much. Overall, just maybe the cringiest album we've listened to.
It's very cringy.
Not entirely for me.
To be fair, I
not an Elefunk fan.
I fucked up in a way that I kind of, because I don't think of like Let's Get Retarded as a song. Because I skipped it, obviously. Well, I listened to it, but like I'm never gonna fucking listen to that again.
Yeah.
And so I didn't consider it when I was kind of ranking these. I should. It's a part of the record.
There's like three tracks in this
that are a little
that I really just don't want to hear ever again.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think it's just that it's a lot of these are so wild, and I was just like, fuck it, like I'm in. I get there are some problematic tracks on this though, and to be fair,
but there are some crazy good ones.
Yes, too. Absolutely. Yeah, Behind the Front and Elefunk could probably flip-flop. They're very different, but I do like a lot of the tracks on Behind the Front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Elefunk is their, was their big breakout.
It's the radio.
Lots of attention. Some great fucking songs on it. Like, I totally get why that's your number one pick.
Sure.
And I don't think it's, like, crazy. I think all these are, like, pretty decent. Elefunk is just
it's got some misses.
It's a style thing.
Yeah.
And
cool, Ryan.
And as the great Austin Powers once said, it really ain't my bag,
baby.
Baby, it's just not my bag. I swear.
Cool, Ryan. Thank you. Black Eyed Peas. Fun.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Very, very like of a run of first three albums. This is probably the weakest band we've done so far, but I still enjoyed myself. I think.
First three albums. Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Right.
Sure.
Certainly not Modest Mouse. They just have records are so
Or I
Green Day's great too.
No, Green Day, I would say definitely Dookie and the first. I guess you don't like the first one that
No, it's fine. It's definitely more interesting than this, I think.
I think the only competition it has is Sum 41.
Yeah, and I still like. I mean, we love Half Hour Power and fucking All Killer No Filler.
Yeah, so I think it's only competition actually.
Yeah. All right, cool.
It's but that's not really a metric that matters. Because Michael, the next three, I am so excited
for. I forgot. I don't know the names of them, so break it down for me.
Okay. We have two Monkey albums and I Got a Feeling album. So first off, 2005's Monkey Business. Can't wait. Then 2006's album, Renegotiations, the remixes.
Renegotiations?
Renegotiations, yes.
Yeah.
Renegotiations, the remixes. So wait, maybe it's a remix album.
I think it's probably a remix album if it says the remixes. Look at it real quick.
The remix album. Oh, it's very short. We might skip this one.
That sounds
it's also true. A monkey. That would make sense. No. I think we're skipping this one.
Nice.
Sorry
monkey album.
Renegotiations. It's 31 minutes anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I think we're skipping that. Sorry, guys. So, Monkey Business. Hell yeah. Then, The End. End stands for The Energy Never Dies. Oh, that's their song too. Oh my god. That I'm gonna rock. No pun intended. So, Monkey Business, The End, and then the Chibi album, The Beginning.
So there's two The Beginnings.
Yeah.
One of them's a deluxe version. Is the other one not? It's just what am I looking at here? I guess we'll look at it later and see what it is.
It'll be one of them. It looks like I think we'll probably do the deluxe.
Cool.
Cause that's the finished product that they put out. Oh, there's some bonus tracks on it.
God, can we just not do the deluxe version then? Do you want to?
Okay, the deluxe is in 1:05, and the original is 54 minutes.
It's not that.
So it's 10 minutes.
That's not that bad. Do you want to? It's up to you. This is your fucking.
We're doing the deluxe.
Sure.
It's the complete picture.
Cool.
So that means the next episode, so the last episode would be Masters of the Sun
Volume 1
and Translation.
Their newest one. Yes.
And then we would do the ranking.
We can probably do that, yeah.
Okay. Let's so cool, that. Yeah. So, anyways, next week, Monkey Business, The End, The Beginning. Just noticing that.
Sweet.
Sounds good. Good, Black Eyed Peas, can't wait.
Yep, we're gonna fucking run it.
This next batch is gonna be fucking awesome.
It's gonna be wild.
And I'm excited.
It's not gonna sound like any of this. I'm pretty sure. Maybe Monkey Business.
It sounds kind of like Elefunk, I would imagine.
I think they go full computer sound eventually. You know what I'm saying? Like electronic pop type deal, but well, now we'll see. Ryan,
yeah,
thanks for hosting this episode of Disco Dudes. Black Eyed Peas, funny pick. I'm enjoying myself.
I am too. I'm so glad you are. You know, there's gonna be an episode where we're doing a new band and we go, oh no,
yeah,
well
more of this.
I don't want to do this at all.
Yeah,
but we'll do it.
Cool. All right,
because we're champs.
Good looks, cutie.
I'm gonna turn off the recording now.
Well, hey, thank you for listening to Discog Dudes. Follow us on Twitter at KFLemon and at I Don't Give a Shick, SHK. And follow us on Twitter at Discog Dudes. DM us. I'm very impressed with the viewership or the listenership. It's actually fucking very nice. I have people doling out compliments. But yeah, if there's a band you want to hear us do, people are in our comments, in our DMs, let us know. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you next time. Discog Dudes. Smoochies. Wait. Thank you, Phil, aka Reach Online on Twitter, for our intro. It's brand new. We should have addressed this at the beginning. It sounds fucking beautiful, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'll probably put it out as a separate thing on Twitter if you want to listen to it. Anyway, good night. See you next time.
This is Discog Dudes.